Academic Minute podcast support comes from the American Council on Education, providing leadership and advocacy on behalf of the nation's colleges and universities for almost 100 years. Learn more at acenet.edu.
Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. Historians of the distant past value any document that provides insight into the mental world of an historical figure. Elaine Trahern, professor of English at Florida State University, explains her discovery of a rare manuscript and what it reveals about the life of its author.
In West Virginia University Library, pasted down in the back of a 16th century volume of Chaucer's works, a Latin poem from the 1560s remained, till recently, unread and unknown. It turns out to be a literary treasure. The 14-lined sonnet-like poem is signed Elizabeth Dacre, the identity of an aristocratic Englishwoman who also signed the front of the book itself. Elizabeth was, for a short time, one of the most powerful women in England when she married Thomas Howard, 4th Duke of Norfolk, cousin of the Queen. Elizabeth and Howard were only married for 7 months before she died in childbirth in September 1567. Elizabeth was married first, though, to Lord Dacre of the North, with whom she had at least 4 children. Despite these 2 marriages, the poem placed in the Chaucer volume is addressed to neither of her husbands. Instead, this poignant poem is addressed to Sir Anthony Cook, gentleman, scholar and tutor to King Edward VI. In the love poem to Anthony, Elizabeth says, "I hope that silent Dacre will not be scorned by you, sweet Cook," and "believe that among servants there is not any more faithful." She talks about trying to say goodbye to him with her eyes, since words would not permit her to take leave of him. Such explicit statements of love hint strongly of a close relationship between Cook and Dacre, whether it was one spent learning Latin poetry or one much more intimate. From this poem we see a curious personal bond never previously known about. We discover the identity of this noblewoman who's only ever been mentioned in passing. She was a skilled Latin poet and linguist, remarkable for a time when so few women were permitted a literary voice, let alone one that speaks with such passion.
That was Florida State University's Elaine Trahern. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors on our website, academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own Foundation in partnership with Mount Holyoke College.